Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, a new business opening up in Aledo. And let's meet the owner, Monica McCleary, in the business Daisy Bliss Boutique, opening up in downtown Aledo. All right, Monica McCleary, excited about this. Tell us a little bit about the concept of your business.
Thank you. I am so excited to bring our store. It has been online for the last 3 years, and we get to have our first brick and mortar in Aledo. This is so exciting for us. Our concept is to bring trendy items available to shop right in the downtown Aledo area. We have everything from women's clothing and accessories to shoes, all sorts of fun goodies. You can come and shop for gift items. We have a lot to offer for you at our store.
All right, and where you're located at is in the former Hall Shoes storefront, which I know was renovated by W.J. Albertson. So tell us a little bit about your motivation to move toward kind of brick and mortar. And I know that's a neat storefront now with a renovation.
So what really got us thinking that we needed to be in Aledo was Rhubarb Fest. This was my first time being a vendor at Rhubarb Fest with Daisy Bliss, and the community expressed a great need for something like our store all of the time in Aledo, available to come in all of the time. So the shopping is definitely a need there in Aledo. A lot of people don't want to travel outside of these little small towns to go shopping.
Well, and it's great, though, because sure, brick and mortar, I know communities like the brick and mortar visibility, but to make it, you need to have an online digital presence. So this is kind of the best of both worlds for people.
Absolutely.
In this small community. So kind of tell us about working that combination, because as I mentioned, you know, it's so important to have that digital footprint.
Yeah. So now that we're an established online business, you know, whether we're doing it out of our home and now we're going to be doing it out of a brick and mortar, the business is still going to be there. But having the opportunity for customers to come in and try things on and see things in real life is huge. I feel like with everything that has been going on the last few years, people are really wanting that. They're wanting to go places. They're wanting to see things. They're so tired of online. But yet using online as an extra platform for advertising and reaching new customers. We do have the best of both worlds.
All right. Tell us the kind of idea with the name Daisy Bliss Boutique. And the boutique is spelled BEAUTIQUE. So tell us the story behind the name.
So when my mom was pregnant with me, my name was going to be Daisy if I was a girl. She always wanted a little girl named Daisy. However, in the hospital bed while she was delivering me, there was The Price is Right was on, and there was a girl on there named Monica, and it just really stuck with her. So I ended up being named Monica. However, when she was pregnant with my brother, she kept that name for a girl, but she never had her little girl named Daisy. So that's how I got the name Daisy.
So it all boils down to The Price is Right, then, is where this thing started.
Literally.
What a great story. Go ahead.
Yeah. So then, the Bliss is just kind of the way we would describe how we would want women to feel when they're there: blissful, happy, confident. So that's kind of what we want for women to feel as they purchase our items. And then boutique, I used to be in the hair industry. So I kind of used the beauty part to bring some of that beauty back into our store as well. We have some beauty products that we're going to be carrying. So kind of like beauty and boutique.
Yeah, great idea. And so here's the combination too that works. So you're married to an Aledo native, Matt McCleary. You're born and raised in small town Wyonette. So what about kind of the small town thing of wanting to do something in a small town like this, which kind of presents its own challenges, right?
Sure, it does. Well, I guess we, our idea was never to have a brick and mortar. I knew one day we would hopefully be big enough to need like a warehouse or some sort of facility to put all these items. I've been doing it out of my home this whole time. So we always wanted to be online. But at, like I said, as the community expressed this need for shopping in the area, you know, it was really hard to say no. When your customers are asking for in-store shopping, it's really hard to tell them no.
Yeah. And then, so your grand opening is Thursday. We're talking to you on Wednesday. Yeah. So are you going to have regular hours? Can you speak to that yet? Or is it still something you're developing?
Our regular hours are going to be Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Our grand opening hours are not those hours. We are actually going to be Thursday and Friday. We're going to be there 4 to 7 p.m. and then Saturday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And as we wrap up here, again, we're talking with Monica McCleary, opening up a new business here in Aledo, Daisy Bliss Boutique, downtown Aledo. It's on Main Street, the former Hall Shoes storefront. And I know we a lot of time talk about kind of victim of circumstance. And when they talk about victim of circumstance, they talk about usually a negative thing. But here is like a really positive thing. Because all of this other stuff that is going on in Aledo, we're talking to you a day after the Aledo City Council meeting where there's an $11.7 million housing development that has been unveiled for the former Aledo Junior High property. And you know some of the other things that are going on. And I know there's other things that are being hinted at that haven't been publicly announced, but I think that are forthcoming here in the not too distant future. So what about kind of being part of this momentum, I guess?
It's a rush. I feel excited. I feel like Aledo does need this. It would be nice to see Main Street and the downtown area come back to life. We hope to see more stores open up, and we hope that people also take that risk. Community is everything when it comes to being a storefront. So having more areas of shopping would be essential to help the downtown come back to life.
All right. Well, great combination. Have that online footprint already, doing brick and mortar. And this is a new store opening up in downtown Aledo. Stop by and see Monica McCleary. It's Daisy Bliss Boutique. Congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.